It's sports time.
Good afternoon, sports fans. It is November 29th. I know that because it's the day after Thanksgiving. Today, you know, we're talking about football, but we're talking about this week specifically. We're talking about the best game this weekend. We're talking about the 49ers-Ravens game. This game, for me, if the 49ers win, you know how I said earlier that they weren't like a Super Bowl team in the episode Midseason Madness, also with Emmett, go check that one out. I said the 49ers couldn't win the Super Bowl. Hi, Emmett and Jack are here. But here's what I'm saying.
I give the
49ers beat the Packers, and it wasn't like, it was like a blowout. So
it was a blow. It wasn't even close.
So if
the 49ers defense allowed 8 points to a very good Packers offense.
So if, this is really where it comes down to.
Can the defense shut down Lamar?
Can't guess. Is this defense like, was it an off night for Rodgers, for the Packers? Is this defense like, good enough? So I think if they win this game, they're probably the team from the NFC,
One thing this season, it's that one game does not define a team. Like, you could have a bad game, but still be a very good team. Or you could have had, like, a bad schedule. So I don't think that judging by a team is just, like, a good glimpse at what their team's potential is, but not a way to judge their entire season's, like, future.
All right. So this game this week, and what are you guys' predictions? Starting off with Emmett, who's going to win by how much?
I think the Ravens are going to win the game. And I might be a little biased because Lamar's my boy. My boy. but I think that the Ravens' offense is very, very good. Yeah, and I don't think anybody's going to be able to stop them. We've seen. They played against the Patriots defense, which is the number one defense in all the NFL, and they scored 37 points. So is it going to be any different against this 49ers defense?
Jack?
My thoughts are that it's going to be a low-scoring game because it's going to be, like, hard-fought. But if we look back a couple Super Bowls ago, I forget which it was. It was the Broncos versus the Panthers. It was the Broncos versus the Panthers. And in that Super Bowl, it was like the best offense in the league versus the best defense in the league. And the Broncos came up on top. So, and the Broncos were the best defense. So my guess is that the 49ers are going to beat the Ravens, although it's going to be close.
I feel like we're talking about two. I feel like it's kind of similar, but it's kind of different from Super Bowl 50. I agree with Jack. Because a team like the Patriots, the Panthers in the Super Bowl, I feel like they were less experienced for a Super Bowl. Well, John Harbaugh has made it to the Super Bowl, so maybe that helps. But what I think is, like, I agree with Jack, defense wins championships. But there's, like, this extra factor that I don't really think anybody accounts for. It's the Lamar factor.
I just want to go back to that game because I actually disagree. Because in that game, if you remember right, it was like Cam Newton came in. They were like such a dominant player. He's like changing the game. And then he came in off of like an insane season. I remember they like one of the best records. And then like the third play, the snap goes over his head. He like touches it. It's picked up.
No, that was a different
Super Bowl.
No, the same Super Bowl. No, that was the Russell Wilson versus the Seahawks.
I stand corrected. Really?
Yeah. No, that was the Seahawks versus the Broncos. The first snap goes above Peyton Manning's head. The Seahawks won the Super Bowl 43-8.
Oh, never mind that. But still, they in that Super Bowl, the defense came out on top.
Yeah, defense wins championships. And the Lamar factor, is it a big enough factor?
It's not just Lamar Jackson for this Ravens offense. It's also Mark Ingram. And all of the other running backs for the Ravens.
What about the receivers? Mark Brown, I think is his name.
Marquise Brown?
Yeah, Marquise Brown. Like, he's had weeks where he showed promising, but other weeks where he just can't
play. Okay, but what about their tight ends? Mark Andrews, Nick Boyle, and the other one. I forget his name.
I think
Hayden Hurst.
They're good. Like, they're like, what I think I would need from this Ravens team is I need a faster player on this to add to this wide receiver.
Yeah. What do you mean? Marquise Brown is literally one of the fastest players in the NFL.
I want two options.
Two options. Leo, the Ravens are already the best offense in the league.
All right.
You can't be complaining about the best offense in the league. And you have Lamar, the most dynamic player in all the NFL.
I still think the Niners win. Defense, they have, like, probably right now the best defense in the league. And the question, it comes down for me, if the 49ers win, if the 49ers lose, I think it's going to be because of Lamar. But I feel that injuries are definitely a massive factor in this game because Kwon Alexander, he came back. But if they weren't playing without Kwon Alexander, I definitely would have thought that the Ravens would have won. But it's going to be a very exciting game because Lamar, it's just going to be – you don't know what's going to happen. Is this defense going to, like, crumple against Lamar? Or are they going to show? In my opinion, this could be a game where what's not going to be exciting is really, like, you're going to be wanting to watch Ravens offense versus 49ers defense less of the flip way around. And I'm not saying that's bad. All right, we're back. You guys probably didn't see anything, just mold together. You know, some technical difficulties. But we're back. We were talking about, as I remember, the more exciting matchup versus the less exciting matchup. It feels like there's kind of two games.
Right, it's Ravens offense versus 49ers defense and the 49ers offense versus Ravens defense. And I think the key factor in order for the 49ers to win this game is that the 49ers offense needs to perform against this Ravens defense.
But the Ravens defense has to be smart about what they're doing with George Kittle. And remember, Marquise Goodwin can burn your entire team. He is very fast. So what has to be considered is, are they going to almost put, like, one guy is just going to be, like, who would the person be? Or if they did it, would they just, like, Marcus Peters? Would they just, like, put Marcus Peters on George Kittle and just, like, stop it there?
So, actually, this game, I think that the Ravens are going to focus a lot more on the run than the throw. Like, handing Lamar the ball or handing it off, I think that would be a lot better of an option than, like, making these long throws. Like,
we're talking about the 49ers offense.
Oh, okay. So, the 49ers, I think that they're going to be away. And,
so, you know, Matt Barea and Tevin Coleman, man, the Ravens defense has to expect that the Ravens offense won't score every time, because the Ravens defense has to play like the Ravens offense might not score, like, they're probably not going to score every drive. So if the Ravens defense can, like, it's a big step up, but, like,
right,
you
like
have
Marcus
to like
Peters and Earl Thomas, like, we keep saying that, like, the Ravens offense is so much better than the defense, but that's not true. The Ravens defense is very good. Their run defense isn't as good as it used to be, but their pass defense is still very good. And I think they need to focus on stopping their run with Matt Breida and Tevin Coleman. Is Matt Breida going to play on Sunday?
I don't know. They always – but just even only with Tevin Coleman, they need to focus on stopping their run. And it's just going to be like – I think in order for the 49ers offense to kind of take control of this game, they got to switch back and forth. They shouldn't, like – in my opinion, they just got to keep the defense on their feet. They have to be playing like – they have to be going like – two runs and then like maybe like a pass and then a run and then like three passes. They have to keep switching it off because they can get this Ravens defense very confused.
So now that we're on the topic of the 49ers offense, which I now know, I think that they're going to be using Kittle not to throw the ball, really, but more to like draw out the defense. Will they like focus on like either the short passing game or the running game? And Kittle's like the magnet to draw the defense away.
And that brings up my point. Will they be, like, playing man and, like, be focusing on locking down George Kittle? Or will they be, like, a zone? And, like, are they just going to – what do you think right now the Ravens defense is more focused on, stopping the pass or the run?
I think the Ravens defense is going to focus on stopping the fast, especially if Emmanuel Sanders plays today. Uh-huh. I mean, not today, on Sunday. If Emmanuel Sanders plays on Sunday, then that's really big for the Ravens defense.
Because that means that, especially for the Ravens defense, now this is going to be like, now this is like, you got Marquise Goodwin, you have Emmanuel Sanders, and then you have George Kittle, and you have Kevin Coleman, and maybe Matt Perea. So this is just, there's a lot of options here for this defense. So I think if they could switch off, they should be good. I think that the 49ers will win this game, even though the 49ers will win this game, but this is going to be a good game. Like, if you're looking at any game this weekend and you don't know what to watch, you have to put on this game. Because this game, like, kind of shows, because if the Ravens don't win, is this kind of like, well, now a team with a good offense and a good defense and like an okay offense, kind of like the Patriots, except they're both green. No, because the Ravens proved what they wanted to do first. They proved it when they beat the Patriots, but now they need to beat the Niners to kind of secure them a spot.
I think that the Niners, and if they win this game, it shows that they're a real good team, because this Ravens team is a very, very good team, and we know that. And I mean, I feel like I can't stop doubting the 49ers, because it's just so weird, because they weren't good last season, and now they're good. Yeah. It's like if they win this game, they're 11-1. Last season they were what, 4-12?
Yeah.
This transformation, I don't understand how it happened. So it keeps me doubting if the 49ers are actually a good team.
Yeah, I see it. I feel like I question this 49ers team too. I feel that, like, we've seen these teams, like the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Niners, all have like for instance, Carson Wentz's rookie year. What did they go? They won the Super Bowl that year, right?
Right.
That was Nick Foles who won the Super Bowl. But still, Carson had a very good year. Then guess what happened?
Yeah, he was gonna win the MVP.
Yeah.
And then you got injured, yeah.
So then they drop off, and now they're just not as good anymore.
Right. Well,
what about the Cowboys? First year, they were 12-4.
When?
The first year with Dak and Zeke. So I think like 3 years ago, 12-4. What happened now? And this team.
Right. The Bears maybe. This year.
Yeah.
Like last year, they were very good with first year with Khalil Mack. And now they're not. So is this going to happen? Like Nick Bosa. Is he just going to be good this year, and he's not going to be able to carry his team?
Or end this
defensive line of the 49ers?
No, the thing I think the 49ers did smart is, I feel like I feel like this team is building with their age. Like, I feel like the defense is. The offense is scattered. Because I feel that, like, there could be, like, one change that can just leave the offense, like, hopeless almost, because this defense, I think, is good enough to, like, this defense will stick together, but can this offense keep it up? I don't know.
Right.
Like, the Bears.
Bears, yes, exactly. Like, Jimmy G has looked very good this season. Will he still be good? Will Tevin Coleman still be good? Like, I don't know. This offense is just confusing me. Emmanuel Sanders will be good. He's going out of his prime too right now.
So, last words, Jack?
Nope. Tune into the game. Yeah.
Tune into the game on Sunday. Catch you guys next time.
1 o'clock.
Bye.
CBS, I think.